I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Medina Township Trustees. It's a regularly scheduled meeting. Time is 7:03 PM. The date is October 17, 2019. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. DeMichael?
Here.
Mr. Stolpa?
Here.
Mr. Radis?
Here.
Will you please stand and follow me in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you would, please take a moment and remember our military members, both at home and abroad, as well as our first responders. Thank you. First up is approval of payroll. This time I'll move to approve payroll dated 10/18/2019, total amount $33,356.72, with $6,974.59 being deferred.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Purchase orders and training requests. Mike?
I have none.
Mark?
I do. I have a training request for the police department. It's at zero. I'd like to make a motion training request for the police department. It's a $0 class for active threat response put on by the Brunswick Police Department. The dates are November 4th, 5th, 11th, 14th, and 19th. This will be for five of our officers to go, one each on each of those days.
Second.
Roll call. Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Purchase order. I'd like to make a motion to accept the purchase order. The vendor is Goodyear Tire and Rubber. It's for four cars to get new tires. $797.06 per vehicle, total of $3,188.24.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
That's all.
I'll move to allow our service department employees, Denny Miller, Craig Blute, Jeff Kessler, Martin Muller, Larry Cutlip, and Earl Grimm to attend the City of Fairlawn Snow Plow Skills Course. November 1st, 2019, there is no additional charge to the township.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Next up is approval of accounts payable. I'll move to approve accounts payable check number 30404 through 30491. Total amount $116,347.32.
Second.
I believe there's also two electronic payments on there. Did that not show?
I'll amend my motion to include the two electronic payments, which are number 42-2019 and 43-2019.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
approval of appropriation status. I'll move to approve the appropriation status dated 10/17/2019. It is a 12-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Approval of revenue and fund status. I'll move to approve the revenue status by fund dated 10/17/2019. It is a 6-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Bank reconciliation for September. Was this part of that?
That's the fund status. That was on the agenda as well.
Oh, so separately. So I'll move to approve the fund status as of 10/17/2019. This one page. As presented?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Bank reconciliation for September. I'll move to approve the bank reconciliation dated 9/30/2019. It is a 3-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Department head comments. Elaine?
I don't have anything to say.
Chief?
Nothing to say, Mr. Chairman.
Jimmy?
That sign right there, that road close sign, actually came from Hood Road. Somebody ripped it off of a barricade and threw it on the ground. Just want to give you a heads up that we're having damage done to the barricades that we got placed in. About $120 sign.
Okay. You also wanted me to talk about some things we want to put on gov deals?
Yes.
I'll move to allow Denny Miller to sell on gov deals 2 electric tank sprayers, a police light bar, police car cage for 2008 Ford Expedition, and 1 lot of my telephones. My telephones. Gotcha.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
That's all I have.
Nick Jr., anything?
Nothing, sir.
Thank you. Liquor license transfer. I don't have anything in front.
I think that's this, I'm pretty sure.
Chief, do you see any reason not to allow the liquor license transfer from Rustic Hills to the Brew Garden on Medina Township?
No, sir.
In that case, I'll move to waive our right to contest this.
Second.
Second.
Roll call. Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Stoker.
Aye.
Mr. Radis.
Aye.
This is something I have to sign. You want to make a motion to have me sign that?
I'll move to allow Fiscal Officer Angela Ventura to sign the liquor license transfer from Rustic Hills Management to Brew Garden Medina.
Second.
Roll call. Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Radis.
Aye.
Mr. Stoker.
Aye.
Approval of minutes. I'll move to approve the September 19, 2019, regularly scheduled meeting minutes.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Abstain.
Mr. Radis.
Aye.
Mr. Stoker.
Aye.
Next is public records request discussion.
So we've had a lot of public records requests lately that are very voluminous in nature. Between legal counsel, outside legal counsel, and the prosecutor's office, they said that this is an administrative decision that the board needs to make on, number one, who we are having fill these records. I know we talked about when the new policy is ready to be adopted, that Nick Jr. was going to be the custodian, but since we haven't done that yet, we would just have to name the person, number one, who's going to be responsible for those. Also, there are different factors in these. So there's cost, number one. Our policy, since it is outdated, talks about charging a per copy fee. We cannot do that. It has to be actual cost of the documents. We need to decide how we're going to figure that out. Also, there have been records requests asking for emails going back from 2015 till current. That's going to be something that we're going to have Melanie provide, because I think we all have deleted emails that are junk mail or sales or transitional, but so she can get them back. And that's another thing that the board needs to decide, if because that is going to be time consuming on her part, and we are by law allowed to charge for that. But I think we need to make these decisions now and then be consistent with what we're going to do. So the latest email from the prosecutor's office, trying to look for here because there's a million, is that basically we could try to go and pull them one by one, but again, I know personally I don't have emails going back that far, unless they were important. Those were the only ones that get saved. And like I said, also just how we're going to respond to them, who's going to be responding. There has to be consistency until we can approve that. The retention policy, and I believe they are ready to go now, all of them, right? We've been waiting
just
on.
About, right? We had two reviews. One had a couple extra things added to it, so we want to just sit down and verify which one we're going to go with. I mean, it still has to go to the state for them to approve it, so it might come back saying that they would like to have it this way versus the one way.
But I believe it doesn't. That has to be done at a commission meeting before we send it to the state.
Yes.
So we have to be able to schedule that commission's meeting, and it is unfortunately the chairperson, fiscal officer, and then whoever else is on the commission. So we need to know when you'll be, are you attending meetings for the rest of the year? I know you mentioned missing some more.
No, it should be good for the next one.
But are we, can we have this ready for the next one?
The 30th one? Okay, yeah, we're good with that.
Okay, so do you want to just advertise and have our meeting perhaps at 6:50 instead, or?
I'll go do 6:45, just because there's a few things in regards to the records retention.
And I do believe that we are going to have to reach out to legal counsel as far as how we appoint the other commission members, unless you remember it was before my time, and certainly before Mike and Mark's. Who else was on that commission? When there's changes being made, when it's just sending the list of things to get rid of to the state, it's just the chairman and fiscal officer, but when there's any changes being made, the full commission has to be there, and it's either three or four people, and we have not been able to determine who was on that commission.
Just members of the community, or what?
It was three trustees and fiscal officer.
Who was on it before?
That's who was on it, okay. You did find that then?
Yeah.
So, all three of us, all four of us, I guess, will have to be at that meeting if we're all good for that. That's number one, and then we have our records custodian named at that point. But from now, since we have these three requests hanging over our heads, we need to start working on filling these. And also, there's some questions on what is a public record and what's not. If, I think you read the emails, right, from Brian Richter. Certainly anything that is not township business is not a public record. Phone calls, I know personally, my cell phone company does not have itemized billing. And then that goes into creating a report.
As far as the charging, is it permissible to do hourly rate?
Yeah, you can, if we had like records off-site, or he had said, I'm just looking through this, let's see. Public office may choose to employ the services and charge the requesters the costs of a private contractor to copy public records, so long as the decision to do so is reasonable. The township can use its IT company to retrieve the email. The email is reasonable, the recipient may have to pay those costs. However, I would suggest you let her know that those costs have to be paid in advance. It does say that, he does say if it's a matter of convenience versus, like if an actual employee can retrieve the records, that we might, that again has to be a board decision. But again, I can't even go back and retrieve the emails that have been deleted, so. There's been public records being made since May that have been way too broad in nature. And that's another part of the problem is we've responded with that to a public records request back in May, that it was overly broad, and then now we're getting these same kinds of requests. So I would ask to, if you guys think it's fair, to respond in the same manner that we did to the records request in May, or if we are going to start picking and choosing who we're complying with.
I would say our answer is our answer. It's, if it's broad, it has to be specific. And as far as charging, if we make Nick the administrator with the ability to go to our IT people and at an hourly rate pull whatever's requested, letting them know upfront what the cost will be.
Correct. Right. That speaks to emails. Now let's talk about the text messages, phone calls, and what else was it? I think that might be it. As far as
I think that falls on the individual person and their whatever they can get from their cell phone carrier.
Right. But we had, so with the records request that was back in May, I was not, any information was not requested of me. It was requested of the three of you. Two of you complied, one did not. So, how do we want, like, all three of you to speak to how you'd like to deal with it.
I provided mine, and if I have to provide it, I'll provide it.
I can get whatever I need to get for the most part. There's a certain timeframe, though, so whatever the timeframe is what I can get.
Well, I don't...
What's the point of this?
Can't speak to specifics, but, I mean, whatever I have.
Who's asking for this?
This isn't public comment right now. This is stuff we have to... During public comment, you're more than welcome to.
Perfect.
Just for the audience's knowledge, we had several requests for public records. And our phone bills are considered a public record.
If it's town, only.
If it's township business, right.
Business. And we can speak to who is the requesters. I have no problem with that. Do you?
Not really.
So in May, there was a request from Matthew Ventura, and of more recent, since September 27th through yesterday, there have been three requests from Jennifer DeMichael and then Ken DeMichael. And the request in May, you chose not to create a report. So I'm asking...
You're making it sound like I didn't know. What I said was that the emails and text messages that were requested of me were to Chief Colonius and to, if I remember correctly, Mark and Mike, and to Sergeant Zija. I said that there's no point in duplicating those messages. If Mike and Mark provided something, and if Chief provided something, I didn't want to duplicate.
But there were ones that were missing.
Well,
so.
No one made me aware of that, so.
Okay. So anyways, you chose not to.
As I explained just now, right.
And I guess because you want the emails, and you stated that you want all emails, not just specifics.
Right.
There are, like I said, I get emails from sales, Amazon, all that, you know, probably 20 a day. So those are things I delete, so I have no way to get those back. So Melanie will have to...
You know, those aren't of concern.
Okay, well, that's not what... You said all. I want to be clear. You actually said, I want to be clear. I'm not speaking of just emails right. Between the three of you. I want all emails, so...
Okay.
We're just trying to verify to get exactly what is being requested.
What was going on was there was a decision made to seek the advice of legal counsel.
Mm-hmm.
And I repeatedly asked the three of you who made this decision. I did it not once, not twice, but three times I asked for that. No one responded. So then I asked for the public records request.
The request you asked for had nothing to do with the first question.
That's what I wanted to get to, though. I wanted to see where, if I could find through the texts and emails that were sent among you three.
April 4th, would you like to read it out loud?
What does this have to do with it?
That is an answer to the question that you asked three times.
Okay,
so
well, why wouldn't someone answer?
Why don't you read it out loud?
You asked, the original question was, I think, last Thursday or Friday. I didn't know, and I was trying to look into it. I mean, your requests were pretty rapid.
And Ken, truthfully, you're a trustee, and you are just as liable for public records requests as we all are, so
I was asking specifically who asked about this public records request. You're still not giving me the answer.
That is not what you asked. You actually asked who authorized going to outside counsel.
In this particular instance.
Okay. Well, to answer your question, the prosecutor's office told us to use Walter Haverfield for that. So, but
well, thank you for telling me now. I mean, we could have avoided all this.
No, we could have,
yes,
because we have emails and text messages that have gotten out of control, especially from you to me. I will not do anything outside of a public meeting. I want full transparency, and I want everything on the record.
Okay.
So you would have gotten your answer at the meeting, but you demanded three times, and you gave nobody really any time to respond.
It was a simple question in my mind.
But it wasn't.
Okay, I'm sorry that you don't see it that way.
No, I don't.
Let's move it on to the next.
Okay, but can we decide what we're going to do about these records requests?
I think for right now, we have Nick Jr. appointed to respond with, we received your, you know, request or whatever, we're working on it. And I think it would be based on what is being asked, and that's something I could sit down with them beforehand. We send it out, just make sure that we do have an acknowledgement, and then go from there as to whether it's too broad or, you know, that will comply with what they need, or we ask for some more information or exactly what they're looking for. Specifically, we can go ahead and do that.
We've also been advised that every records request at this point should be run by legal counsel.
That's fine, we can do that too.
And that's.
But at least we can, make an acknowledgement, hey, we received the records request, give the date, you know, we'll proceed, you know, we'll run through legal, and then we'll proceed from there.
Absolutely. As far as costs go?
I think it's based on, you know, I mean, if it's copies, we know what cost of a ream of paper costs, so I think that's how we figure that cost out. In regards to his time in that, I don't think we cannot bill for his time.
So really it's
outside.
Just deciding.
It's just outside, so yes. It would be for Melanie, because that's technically an outside contractor we have, for emails.
The advice was to request those fees upfront.
Right.
Because we don't want, if we pay her to do it and then the person decides they don't want the request, then we've just wasted a lot of time.
Some of the requests with the emails will have to be put on a flash drive, because I know they're usually a large amount, so it would be the cost of a flash drive.
I believe that's ideal. In my case, it is. So, just to clarify, because yes, what you put in front of me was, it now appears vague. It says, this is dated in April, and I motioned to amend the motion previously about retaining Walter Haverfield for social media, specific to social media. And I amended it to say other questions that have come up with the township as well. I guess it was an unsafe assumption that I thought it would be a board decision that we go seek outside counsel. I didn't think we were going to go see outside counsel on our own with regards to anything.
Here's part of it too.
So they've been working out with our social media policy and also with our records retention. We had discrepancy in regards to.
I understand the rationale. I
was allowed to charge for what we were allowed to charge for.
So I'll move to have the decision made to see outside counsel only when the Board of Trustees decides that it is warranted.
Sounds warranted.
I think we'll cover that down here, if that's all right.
So am I going to get a second?
Well, I mean, you can make it down here under legal service discussion.
I will draw my motion.
Do you want, would you like to make a motion to appoint Nick Jr. to be the records custodian in the interim until we adopt our social media policy?
I'll do that. I'll make a motion to approve to allow Nick Jr. to be the records retention custodian until our policy can be updated and voted on.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
We need a motion for this too.
To charge at the hourly rate.
I'd like to make a motion for public records requests that exceeds Nick's capabilities to pull. We can charge the hourly rate of the vendor who is going to be tasked with pulling those records.
Second.
Would you like to give a start date for that?
Starting immediately.
Any records requested going forward?
Pardon me?
Any records requested going forward?
I would say any records request that we currently have.
And then going forward.
I'm not sure we can do that.
That's what, actually, based on what our policy says, we can't charge that amount because we would be charging too much for cost of copies. We can, however, charge, the Supreme Court has a ruling on this, we can definitely charge cost for copies, and that's what we should be doing. And for the record, that the reason we, that outside counsel had to be used is because bad advice came from the prosecutor's office. This has been problematic, and...
What bad advice in this instance are you referring to?
He told me to charge...
The 5 cents over what we had originally.
He told me to follow our records policy, which...
We can't.
Right.
So our records policy is not valid, essentially?
Correct. That's what we're working to have it changed. It's already in the process, it's basically done.
The Ohio Sunshine Manual allows for the costs that we've specified tonight to be charged. And again, I just for consistency's sake, I think we need to put a policy in place and stick to it. And of course, the requester will be made aware, and they can choose if they want to, if they'd like to not pay as much as it may cost, and they want to really like hone in on what they're looking for, then that's better for everybody. We're not wasting time, we're not wasting anybody's money, including the requester.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye. So 6:45 on the 30th of October?
Yes.
Do the motion, do we?
We did not.
I'll move to have our meeting start at 6:45. Regarding the public records on the 30th of October, 2019.
Second.
It actually, you should probably say the Records Commission meeting, if you want to amend that, that way you can re-advertise.
Amendment to records, Public Records Commission meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Next is COSI membership discussion.
So we belong to COSI. It's an annual fee we pay to have our insurance rates lowered. The bill is due on 12/1. Nick Jr. reached out to Mark Herwick because we have not gotten anything on the renewal with Medical Mutual. So I didn't want to pay this and then have, you know, if we don't end up staying with Medical Mutual. He had not gotten, this was on Tuesday, I believe, right? He had not gotten our renewal package yet. He said he expects it this week. But his, without even seeing it, his recommendation to the township is going to be to stick with Medical Mutual, especially because of the bargaining unit contract and having to match benefits. There's really just not, with healthcare changing as much as it has, there's just not anything out there to compare apples to apples. I still think we should wait to see. We have a little bit of time on this since it's not due till 12/1. So unless, if the board is 100% set on we're going to stay with Medical Mutual, then we may as well get a purchase order for this tonight. Otherwise, I think as long as we can get this paid, you know, by mid-November, it'll reach COSI in time, but we do have to have a purchase order for it prior, so I just, it's here, I didn't want to forget about it, and like I said, if you guys want to discuss that and say we're staying with Medical Mutual, we may as well do this tonight, I'll get it paid next time, but...
Want to revisit it on the first meeting of November and see what Mark has something by then?
That's fine.
I would say he'd have to be, he always comes to the meeting to present the renewal, because we're going to need time to review it.
Right.
So, maybe
is the first meeting not soon enough? You want them on the 11th or the...
I think the first, I would actually, I think that a purchase order for this should be issued by the October 30th meeting, because I don't know what we're going to do with our meetings in November, being that one of them falls on Thanksgiving, I believe.
Oh, that's right.
So, since we haven't decided that yet, just to make sure it does get paid in time. I'd be more comfortable having the purchase order October 30th, and then, and he did say he expected them sometime this week, right, Mick Jr., is that, am I remembering the email correctly? The medical mutual, I believe that's what it said, so I say we...
Put on your agenda for next meeting.
And ask him when he can attend the meeting and present the renewal, because anyway, I'm not sure that the board's going to want to review it right there, and, you know, sometimes takes some time to look over that stuff, so... So revisit it October 30th?
Yep, that's fine.
Nick, would you send an email to Mark Perwick and just let him know that the decision on this is going to be made October 30th, and see if he can get us the renewal by then, even if he can't attend the meeting, that way the board can review it and know what route we're going? Okay, thanks.
Next up is legal services discussion.
This is kind of what I was waiting. Angela's done some work with paychecks and what we pay for HR services, and there's the ability to roll some of those services back once we work through some things with outside counsel on the employee handbook and getting that printed, as we had discussed all year, getting it printed, and then rolling back on some of those services. That's why I asked you to wait, too, because there are potential to change outside counsel.
Okay.
And there's some things that go along with that.
Yep.
So
this time I'd like to make a motion to terminate in writing the agreement with Walter Haverfield Law Firm and appoint Angela Ventura to draft and sign letter with the establishing rights that what the items that they're currently working on, which are free, that they will continue to work on them until they're finished in completion.
Second.
What are the three items?
Social media, pension policy, and records.
Records request. They're waiting for a response from the requester. And I think we need, well, and I will say this, there's the next part of the conversation regarding MRNR firm. If I am going to draft that letter, it would be with the understanding that I will be working with him to do so. So, because we want to make sure all of our bases are covered and we do everything in a legal way.
Working with who?
That'll be the next.
So maybe we should, do you want to withdraw the motion, and then we can talk about this, and then go back and vote on both at the same, you know, one after another, maybe?
No, I'll do that. That's fine. So then at this time, I'd like to make a motion to retain MRNR Law Firm.
Second.
I'm assuming we want discussion on this. So this is what Mark had just mentioned. This is a firm we've been working with. They were appointed to us through OCHARMA with a case that we've been dealing with since January, March, whatever date it was. The attorney that was appointed to us, his name is David, and Mark and I have both sat with him for quite a long time, and we started getting to talking about the services his firm provides and how much we charged for the HR services through paychecks, and it will save us to ultimately over the course of the year to roll back our HR portion of the paychecks after we get our handbook printed, because we're so close at this point. However, there are things that the township's not doing on an annual basis either that we should be doing, which is policy reviews absolutely once a year. Handbook reviews is optional, but they recommend it. So but between what we're paying outside legal services now and the HR portion of paychecks, it will still end up saving us money. And I did speak to David today, and he said that there are things that the prosecutor's office really should be doing for us as statutory legal counsel. So one of his first orders of business are to have a broker meeting with one or two of us and the prosecutor's office and try to figure out why some of the advice that we've been given is not accurate. Because we have to be able to rely on that. And if we're not being given good information, we're going to be passing on bad information too.
What are you working with this law firm for?
This is the law firm that was appointed.
By Otar.
For which?
I don't know if we can. The case I was working on at the beginning of the year. You're aware of it.
The lawsuit, or the possible lawsuit that we were.
Sent through it, he's been opening up about other stuff and not charging us for that stuff, but kind of giving us some pointers. And when we started looking at the costs that we're paying to paychecks.
For HR fees and all that.
And a lot of their references, well, you still need to speak to legal counsel. We can get it all from him, one-stop shop.
He actually he reviewed our handbook that Nick Jr., the draft, he reviewed that, the entire document for us with no fees and went over the items that needed to be modified. So we've gotten a good feeling from him. The thing is, we can't move forward on getting this handbook printed until we actually sit down and address the various policies that go along with the handbook. They have to be reviewed, they're outdated. So. So the concept would be, we start working on that right away, we get the handbook and policies ready to be approved by the board, printed from paychecks, and hopefully get the HR portion of the paychecks fees ended by the end of the year, if not before. We do have to give them 30 days advance notice.
And
but it will save us about.
But the reason I said let's hold this off because we're canceling with Walter Harris, so that's a move.
I understand, but the thing is, so are there going to be clear defined things that we'll consult this firm for?
Yes.
And yes. Those, I think clearly we need to define them better than we did the last time because we won't, you know, wouldn't get into this situation. So what are those things?
Well, it's going to be HR part. And then the legal stuff that goes with the HR. Like we said, paychecks tells us, you know, here's the HR part, but you still want to review it with legal. So like Mark said, this is going to be the once, you know, HR, they're doing our HR, they're also reviewing it because they're illegal.
So if you would amend your motion to reflect that.
But there is a fee agreement, and perhaps the entire thing should be read in, because it would also deal with public records requests, legal issues that come up with the township that the prosecutor's office just isn't either responding or doesn't respond in a nearly timely enough fashion for us to be able to conduct township business.
But again, I think it should be a board decision, not just any one of us.
Here's the thing. I am more than willing to hand it off to any one of you, because the brunt of this has fallen on me, and I'm willing to do it, but not if it's going to be an issue. It's not really a fiscal officer duty, so I've taken it on because nobody else really had wanted to. But and just and know that. Nick Senior was printing them out for each of you to review before the meeting. Is that it? So, like I said, that is completely up to you. I have no problem, like I said, not dealing with this portion of it. But just know that when you have records requests like these that come in.
Nick, I don't have a copy of it.
You'll either have to have a special meeting or
Mine was in my mailbox, sorry.
Make the request for waiver.
I didn't see it, once I missed it.
I didn't see it either. I emptied my box, I thought.
Can you make some copies, please?
There are a lot of things to discuss, like I said, because first, really, the intention was to start right in on the handbook and policy reviews, but as of today, we felt it was more important to try to get us on the same page with the prosecutor's office and start putting them the responsibility of what...
You said you looked at the handbook already?
He didn't charge us for that, that was just...
I understand. Did he have a lot of feedback? Nick Jr., what did he say about the handbook as you presented it to him?
There were little changes in different sections, just some to update things that were out of date and other things he felt we should change, just the way they were worded.
Wasn't that supposed to be what we paid paychecks for, the HR portion of it?
No. That came up this...
Yeah, we were still responsible for writing our handbook.
They have a handbook built. Remember when we had this discussion when Amanda was here?
It's just a plug and play. There are certain things in the plug and play that it's, this is recommended based on other things we've seen, but it might not be specific to your business or township type thing.
It's definitely more for corporate America, not for local government.
So can we stop that service?
That's what we were just talking, yeah.
Once it's printed, we will definitely. But we were kind of still wanted to get the printing service at least since we've been paying for that for...
That's why we have to give them 30 days. So if we get, we can't keep asking David to do free work for us. So we can't send it to paychecks to be printed until he's, or legal counsel has reviewed and tells us, yes, we feel this is ready to go. Then it has to go in front of the board for approval and then it can go to paychecks to be printed. So if we could do that in a fairly timely fashion and we can give them the 30 days notice, get it printed within that time, and then cancel. And it is going to save us quite a bit of money. So if going on what we've been using between the outside legal counsel for the two different issues that we've had this year and what we'll save biweekly with paychecks, the expectation is we will still save money by the end of the year. Well, for a true year, you know, year worth of expenses, not from now until December. But I think everyone should withdraw their motions and start again.
That's fine. Withdraw both motions that I made.
Did anyone second?
Second.
Roll call. Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Raddis?
Aye.
Ken DeMichael?
Aye.
You can see in there he outlines in that first paragraph. I mean, basically he leaves it open for other stuff, but be specific to HR and records requests.
Yeah, there are things that he does not deal with at all. It was actually, we reviewed the services that Paychecks was providing and what we would still need to handle through them. Our Section 125 plan, his legal firm doesn't administer that, so that's something that we will have to keep for Paychecks. But for the most part, everything else, the only other thing was BWC, and I do that anyways. Paychecks isn't doing anything with that, but if we ever have BWC issues, there is somebody at his firm that can handle that. But if you read the last part of the, I believe it's in the last part anyways, if I had it remembered correctly. But anyways, it does talk about anything that's not covered by this agreement will have to be on, that they will have people in place that can do it, but we have to have a separate free agreement for that.
Anything else? At this time, I'd like to make a motion to terminate the, in writing, the agreement with Walter Haverfield Law Firm, and appoint Angela Ventura to draft and sign the letter establishing this termination with agreement that the current items being worked on will be worked until completion.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to retain the services of MR&R Law Firm.
Second.
I would amend it in reference to the two-page document that, and then somebody's going to have to be appointed to sign that too. So you can make that part of the motion or do that separately.
Well, we'll just do this and I'll just make the motion.
What do you want? But that, this should include the actual fee agreement, just so that it's on the record with the...
All right, this time I'll advise, restate my motion to retain MR&R Law Firm and incorporate the two-page hourly fee agreement with them.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
And then whoever wants, just if you want to just make a motion of whoever's going to sign the agreement.
I'll make the motion that Mike Stolper signs the agreement with MR&R Law Firm.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
And I'll move to have it be brought before the board before any new services are subscribed to by MR&R.
Second. Second.
When you say that, can you be more specific? Do you mean anything outside of that, the listing there of things that, because we, he plans on sitting down with us, he wants to get the...
So at the last part, if it does not relate to any of the matter in this agreement, then it would go out for separate fee agreement?
Right.
Is that what you want? Okay, so if it's not in the scope of this agreement?
So that we don't get charged extra without the board's approval.
Okay.
So I can amend the motion to say if there, it goes before the board, for any other matter that would require a separate fee agreement.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye. Ken, before we go to public comment, could I bring this up? So Otarma sent us out, I don't know if you guys saw the email, this is the year that Otarma will come out and reevaluate, appraise our buildings and property. So they sent a letter saying that CBIZ Valuation Group is going to send somebody out to do this, and asked if somebody would be available to walk with them around the property and answer any questions or whatever they had. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to allow Denny Miller to be our representative when they come out.
Second.
Roll call. Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
And I'll reach out to them and tell them that Denny will be the contact.
I'll move to open the floor for public comment.
Second.
Roll call. Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
The floor is now open for public comment. If you have anything you'd like to say, please raise your hand. I'll call on you and state your name and address, and the floor will be yours. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Debbie Malinak, 3573 Nichols Road. I'm here tonight representing the James Fowler chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution. We meet here in Medina Township, and we are a patriotic and service organization, and our national headquarters in Washington, D.C. They ask us, all the chapters, to do what they call each year a Service to America project, and that's the reason I'm here tonight. I'm here to ask you if we, for our service project this year, if we could clean the headstones over here at the older ones at the Finn Road. I don't know the exact name of that cemetery, but it's on Finn Road by baseball fields.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. We would like to clean those headstones and then also take documentation of all the grave sites and then put them on Find a Grave. So I know that I needed township's approval to do that. Thank you. And so that's why I'm here tonight, so that we can see if we can get approval from you, and then we can spend, we'd like to do it like in June, July next year when it's warm. But we wanted, you know, get the ball rolling and then be able to get the project together. Also, we'd like to assure you, I have taken a class, we have an online class for the Dogs of American Revolution. In doing that, so we would be very careful, follow those guidelines. And the people who also would be cleaning, we would have them take that online class too, so they would understand we've used the proper materials, and we would obviously not want to do any damage. So I'm here to ask for your permission.
Great, and I beg your pardon, what was the name of the group that would be doing?
Daughters of the American Revolution.
Daughters of the American Revolution.
Yes.
I'll move to allow the Daughters of the American Revolution to clean the... clean and map the gravestones at the cemetery in Fenway.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
okay, well,
that.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Hi.
Lisa Deach, Cook Road, 3702 Cook Road. I'm just checking on if we've made any headway on the ingress and egress down Hood.
We have not gotten anything back from them yet.
I haven't seen them.
So nothing.
15 years.
Why are they taking so long? Do we know?
Dean?
Well, like I said at the last meeting, they're working on paving right now, so we're getting into winter time now, so hopefully they can get rolling on the blueprints.
What about doing the light?
Yeah, you know the city had those stop lights, Denny. Do you know where they
been? I'm sorry.
I did see one of them on Reagan Parkway.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're going.
Can you reach out to them and find out?
I know we talked about it at the last meeting about getting a letter out to the engineers to see if they thought it was a viable idea or not. I'll see what that gets to.
Lisa Deach, Cook Road. Also going down Cook, there's a one-way bridge. Why, we have a one-way bridge there, why can't we have a one-way street? But we have both directions of traffic at that bridge.
We asked, there was the number of cars. That's less travel down there. I did ask when we went out.
No, on Cook.
I understand, but
off Weymouth.
There's
less traffic down on that section of Cook than there is up on the other section. And we did a, before all this happened, we asked them to put one of the traffic studies out, and there was close to 1,000 cars a day up at that other, the closer section.
Do you guys live in Medina?
Yes.
Township?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is it the same, Laura Cassiopo, Cook Road, is it the same company you said that's doing the paving? Is it in charge of this one-way thing?
No. The paving that we just did on Cook and Hood?
Yeah.
No, that's a private contractor.
Okay, but you had mentioned that had to come first, or there was some order to?
No, the county has paving projects.
Okay, so why can't we put the light there?
Say it again.
Why can't we put a light there?
Well, they're doing a study now, I guess, looking at it, possibly putting one there.
How do you do a study? Do you put like a little thing on the ground?
The engineers take care of it. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, that's all you know.
Okay, because there's nothing on the ground. I mean, us people that live in that area, we're getting tickets.
Yeah, all signage, stop lights, and that, we have to get approval from the county engineers. We
can't. Can you ask for that?
We did.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what we're waiting on.
And what is the time frame?
It's at their will. I mean, they're in paving season and working on it, but we're on a list of other projects.
So when you put a light on Reagan for the
traffic?
That's
not us. That's the city, yeah.
That's the city. That's so the township is different?
Yes.
The process in which we can have a light, yes, but they had, someone said that it was going to be costly, but if the city has them or has access to them.
Well, I know they don't own them.
Okay.
We don't own them.
They're renting them, probably, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, whatever you can find out. Thanks, Denny. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Helen Moran, 3812 Foskett Road. My husband and I have been having an issue with the shed on our neighbor's property. It's very close to our property line, it's 10 feet off.
10 inches.
10 inches off of our property line. And we've gone to trustees, potentially zoning, for help with this issue. They keep asking, why did it take you so long to say something? This barn was built here by my father-in-law when he owned the property, blah, blah, blah. It was illegally placed there, and they want to know why it took us so long. And I really feel like I shouldn't have to justify myself or my husband, because the reason it took so long is I was in a fight for my life, okay? I had two surgeries, radiation, going through a lot of tough times. My husband also was in a car accident, had very serious injuries that he required surgery for. He's also had back surgery, so we were kind of busy with trying to fight for our health. And so it took us a little bit of time to get, to really get into this issue, because in the meanwhile, we found ourselves in a position where insects had come and chewed up our door, so we paid $30,000 for that. Also, our neighbor has placed security cameras on this shed, which faces right into their side yard and where our hot tub is. So that's taking away our privacy. So in order to get some privacy back, we've also incurred costs with shades, and we put up a privacy fence. And also, this barn is large, it is not well-kept, and it is right next to our home, and it's taking away the aesthetic of our home. When we look out our window in our sunroom, that's what we see, is this large barn. Now, I shouldn't have to say why it took so long, but that's why, if you really wanted to know. It's really nobody's business, but that's why it took us a long time to come to you, Ms. Ridgely, in writing, 2018, to ask for relief and have this barn moved, because is it not true that Medina Township Rural Residential, she's 25 feet off the line?
Yes, Robert Moran, Dan's father, should have came to the township.
He should have, but that's not our fault. We are not Robert Moran.
I know, but that's why, it's where it's at. It's because he put it 10 inches away and didn't get a permit.
Okay.
And I get that.
What legal reason is that barn to be there? If it had no permit, and it's not 25 feet off the property line, and there's no variance, why is it still there?
We are currently having it reviewed by the prosecutor.
When we talk to the prosecutor, he's giving us the same song and dance as Ms. Ridgely about my father-in-law built it, and there's a neighborhood dispute, and all this stuff.
Do we have a response from the prosecutor?
No, we're still...
We're still waiting.
We're still waiting.
But the bottom line is, did you call...
I talked to the prosecutor yesterday, and the prosecutor said that I was okay with it for 5 years. After my father put it there, I was okay with it for 5 years. And that he wasn't gonna force it to be moved. If I was okay with it for 5 years, why should it get moved?
Who did you talk to?
Brian Richter again.
Yeah, I haven't...
Okay, so...
We're not dealing with...
Hold on, I'm speaking, please. We are speaking. Shame on this township, and shame on you, shame on the trustees. My wife had cancer, I had the automobile accident, I have my military injuries, well, how many surgeries have we had? Eight, nine?
Just explain that. But my question is, why is...
Do we have to come here and explain ourselves?
Why is this taking so long for this to happen? Why is this zoning...
So, I can speak...
Taking a long time.
Last meeting, your husband brought us an issue, we immediately got it over to the prosecutor's office, and we're waiting for an answer.
Okay.
This issue was brought up in 2018 also.
And it was at the prosecutor's office at that time also.
And so why?
And they gave me that same opinion.
And what was that opinion?
That it did not have to be moved, and that it was a civil matter between you and Connie Murray.
But what legal basis does it have for being right next to our property? That is, the bottom line is that should have nothing to do with your zoning code. You are not following your zoning code.
We're having it reviewed by legal counsel.
But you're not following it, and you have not followed it, and I'm sorry to take your time with this, but it's something that we really feel strongly about, and I think a couple other people have had issues with zoning in the past, trying to get variances and things like that, and it's unfair, and I don't understand.
That's not my board.
I don't understand.
I'm not on the variance board.
You're the zoning inspector. When you have a problem, you should take care of it. In your zoning code, doesn't it say that if you have, if the owner and any official knows that there is an issue with the property, it is a misdemeanor every day that that is there? Is that not in your zoning code? So that means 2,000 some odd days for you, Ms. Richley, since you knew about it in 2013, you all have known about it for how long? So how many days is that a misdemeanor that this is sitting around?
As soon as it was brought to my attention at the last meeting, it was referred to the prosecutor. We're waiting.
But it was already brought to the attention of Ms. Richley in 2018.
And there was an answer.
I already brought it to the township trustees last year, and the year before that, and the year before that.
But how was that answer?
And still nothing happened.
How was that answer?
Still nothing. No action.
Can you be patient and wait for our answer from the prosecutor's office?
I think I've been more than patient.
Yeah. How is that a valid answer?
That's
your zoning code. It's not, how is it a valid answer?
Being evaluated.
Please answer my question.
We're getting an opinion from the prosecutor's office.
Gives you bad advice, as you said, in this meeting.
Say they gave me bad advice.
They
just said that.
The township trustees just said that. There's a problem with the prosecutor giving bad advice.
So that's not legal advice. That, your code says it should be 25 feet off the line. There is no variance. There is no permit. I'm asking, please.
The issue is she moved into a house with a pre-existing condition.
Okay.
So is it her problem or not?
Yes,
that's what page 86, paragraph B. Anybody that occupies that premises occupies the problem.
I'm glad you can quote. That's why we're having it reviewed by the prosecutor. As when we get an answer from the prosecutor, we will react accordingly.
I'm sorry?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
When I
come in here and I tell you, when I tell you folks that I'm 100% disabled veteran, you don't just get that. That's a broken back. That's a fractured shoulder. That's shrapnel. That's all kinds of medical problems. Okay? And for you guys to sit there and say, oh, I was okay with it for 5 years.
Nobody's discriminating against you. I would never discriminate or be biased of a veteran.
You have been.
Ever. I take offense to that.
Nobody said.
I take offense to the fact that you won't do your job. And yes, I
do. I am doing my job. If you would just be patient.
In 2013, when my father asked you, and you prepared the variance paperwork for me to sign, and I didn't sign it, you knew that there was a problem in 2013, and you did nothing then either, did you?
I don't, what variance paper? You tell
my
me.
My father has had a township paperwork.
Here's your file.
From you.
Here's a file. Look, there's nothing in here.
I ripped it up and threw it on the ground.
How did you buy the house if that was, how did they buy the house?
I don't understand that.
You shouldn't have been able to buy the house with that. Well, that's
and title being resolved.
Don't look at it anymore.
Don't look at that like they used to
back in 2000.
But that's still not my problem. If your father committed a crime, would you have to go to jail for it?
My father wouldn't commit a crime.
If your father, my father is a douchebag, and my father
and
committed
sorry
a crime.
I'm about that.
Okay.
My father.
So should I have to go? Should I have to pay for the illegality of my father?
We're trying to settle this. Just give
Mr. Moran, will you just please wait for a prosecutor to give us a ruling on this, and then we'll go from there. It's in their court. We're waiting on to hear from them. Elaine called them today to find out where it's at. He said he's working on it. He has multiple other things on his desk that he's working. this problem's not the only thing that they have to deal with. So we'll continue to find out where they're at and continue to make sure that it stays at the top of his agenda, that he gives us an answer soon. But that's the best we can do right now, is wait to see what they come up, what they come back with in regards to their legal opinion as to whether or not she has to move it or it stays where it's at.
And we'll react accordingly to his decision.
What generally happens, because it's not in compliance, right, Elaine? Without question, it's not in
right,
compliance.
Right, it doesn't have a permit.
Okay, so we've established that. So what generally happens when you see a zoning violation?
When it's brought in.
Explain to the public, yes. When you see a zoning violation.
They either have to come in for a variance, and I first would go to the prosecutors and say, you know, ask them.
So how come the prosecutor's regurgitating the same garbage, the same nonsensical, non-legal, has nothing to do with law, the same nonsensical garbage that you have been regurgitating? Oh, his father built it, and it's been there since 2000, whatever, and he was okay with it. You took sides.
I'm not taking sides.
You had already taken sides by saying his father built it and
it's the truth. Your dad did.
What does that have to do with the zoning code? Nothing.
You're complaining about something that your father built. It's been there. You never said a peep about it. This lady moves in.
That's not true. That's an old faced lie, Rachel.
Okay, Mr. Moran, can we just.
No!
We gave you our statement as to what we're going to do. We'll follow up with the prosecutor's office again, and we'll have something for you hopefully soon. That's the best answer we can give you right now. I don't think you need to berate our employees as to their jobs or things like that.
No.
I understand your situation, and I understand with the shed and that, but we need to find out from legal what they're going to come back with as to whether or not what we can do or can't do.
What is the exact question that was posed to the prosecutor's office? Who sent it, and what was sent?
Mr. Moran presented us with a letter disputing. That was what was presented, correct? Along with the rest of your file?
Right.
So everything we have up to date, along with his latest letter from an attorney, I believe it was? There was an attorney.
I've already spoke with legal counsel, and he said that I have to have documented. See, every time that I've brought it up to you guys from 2013, there's been no paper trail, no answer on paper. So that gives you guys plausible deniability. Well, this takes away your plausible deniability.
I can appreciate that, and you have every right to.
And
do
now
that.
I have 30 days. I have to wait 30 days for you guys to move that barn, or I file suit against the township.
But we also have a paper trail from what we turned in. You brought it to us. We did what you asked.
Right. Well, I have never received any recognition back from the township on paper saying, no, we're not going to move it because my father built it, which is what you said last Tuesday, right?
What did I say?
You said on Tuesday that the prosecutor said that it wasn't to be moved because my father built it.
Mr. Moran, are you talking about
way back, yeah. But I never got anything from you in writing. So that gives you guys plausible deniability. So now I have 30 days to file suit against Medina Township.
Here's what I suggest that Elaine follows up with a call to the prosecutor's office tomorrow.
Everybody.
And see if you can get a time frame, because ideally we can get an answer by the next meeting, which is the 30th. If we cannot, we just agreed to outside counsel in certain instances, and maybe that's something that we need to consider.
I don't have an issue with that.
So I'll move to have Elaine Ridgely contact the prosecutor's office tomorrow. If she is determined that they cannot provide us with a legal opinion by the 30th of October, that we will retain legal opinion in writing, that we will retain the outside services of
MR&R
law firm and ask them to provide it by the 30th of October.
Second.
We just have to make sure they provide that service. That's not something I ever asked.
Or they could hopefully recommend somebody.
I'll amend my motion to having either M or R do the legal work themselves or give a recommendation so that we can do our very best to get an answer by the 30th of October.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Raddis.
Aye.
Mrs. Stoffer.
Aye.
Is this pertaining to?
Kind of.
Okay.
So, Laura Cassiopeia Cook Road. So, back when y'all were, became trustees, you had a gentleman sitting there that the prior two trustees hired as an attorney, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you decided not to have him any longer.
Correct.
Why was that?
Because we were going to use the prosecutor's office.
And how's that working out? Y'all were sitting up here, you got some personal stuff going on, you need an attorney, Walter Haverfield, we all know how much that firm costs, this MR&R is not much less. How much did this guy charge? If the prosecutor isn't doing anything, you guys decided you didn't want this guy who was here
Correct.
Before as legal counsel.
Correct.
And what was the reason again?
We felt we didn't need the legal counsel, we were going to go with the prosecutor's office and go from there.
And he was how much, $6,000 a month?
$3,000
a month. And he didn't give us as exactly
and
what he was working on.
And how much is MR&R per hour?
$200.
And how many times have we used them?
We haven't yet. We had to wait.
So during this entire year since you two have been elected, we have used attorneys how many times?
Prosecutor's office, we've used Walter Haverfield.
How much do they charge per hour?
$200. Well, $200 for legal and $90 for paralegals.
And well, yes.
What's your total cost for the year on that?
I could get it for
you. Should probably know.
It's not as low as I would have liked, but it is lower than $3,000 a month.
And all of the payroll, paychecks, human resource issues, what is that about?
We pay for our payroll processing.
Oh, I know what that is. I understand that.
The company. They also have human resource.
But what
service.
Are we so hung up about the HR and the handbook?
We're not really hung up. We're going to, as soon as we get our handbook printed, because we're paying for that service with them, we are going to stop our agreement with them and outsource to an attorney. So, yes, we used to use an attorney at $3,000 a month. We got rid of him. We're going to cut our human resources part from over here and give it to an attorney.
But you're using human resources for the township employees?
Yes, an outside company, yes.
And how many employees are there in the township? And it covers all police, all everything?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's another, the prosecutor's office doesn't like to do a lot with the bargaining units. We do need outside. The problem with paychecks and their HR is they're real good about keeping us compliant with new, you know, new forms that come
right.
out, those kind of things.
I used to work there, so I understand.
Okay, so, but you know how they, so every time there's a question, they say, well, you have to talk to an attorney. So it makes more sense to eliminate the monthly fee.
Well, perhaps then we need to know as residents what we've spent for outside counsel and what somebody that's, somebody would actually do this for.
I can give you a total, what we've spent on legal counsel. However, it will also include some employment issues that we had earlier in the year, and that was for a different attorney. I don't have the breakdown, I just have the total amount. But as of today, we have spent, let me find the line item. Well, we have spent $13,819.73. And like, again, this includes the two employment issues that we've had.
And also too, when you all were elected, I know you ran on a platform. You might not be the loudest voice, but you're people's voice. Is there something more important on the phone, or? Because I wanted to ask both of you a question.
I'm listening.
So since you've been elected, you had certain things that you said you were working on.
Correct.
Is there something that you can bring up to date as far as what you've been working on? As
yep, I can. Our computer systems are updated from what we have previously had. They're all updated now at Town Hall, Police Department, Road and Bridge Department.
I actually had specific.
And the Fire Department. Our phone systems, that was one of the things I ran on, but we needed to look at our phone systems. Our phone systems are now updated to new phone system, which we're saving money. We're not using Frontier anymore. We've terminated.
You're saying for the township?
For the township.
What about for the residents?
We got rid of a building that we were paying money on.
No. The phone services for residents. People don't love our cable and our phone systems. You said that was something you were working on.
Right. And the cable, we have nothing to do. They have one cable company in here. That's it. No other cable company will come in and run lines. It costs too much money to run the lines. there's a fiber optics eventually somewhere down the road that might be coming in to the township at that time, then we look at it going forward as to whether or not it makes...
That was discussed early on when you took office. Where, it's been a year, where are we at on that?
What, with the fiber optics?
Yes.
We had a gentleman in here a couple months ago talking where it's at. They started in the smaller townships, and they're working their way this way. He didn't give us a time frame and exactly when the township can see them starting with the lines. He's hoping within the next couple of years, is what he said. So that's where we're at with that. I mean, we've reached out to Armstrong, we've reached out to several other companies to see what they, and most of them say because of cost, it prohibits them from running lines into the township in regards to what's already here. Armstrong is the sole provider right now, which, that's the way it is. If there's other companies that want to come in, that's going to cost them money to run their lines to allow the residents to have an additional company other than Armstrong.
And the things that you ran on?
I've been pretty busy with infighting with that, with this board, to be honest with you. I've spent most of my time putting out fires between our board members, and it's taking way more time than I would have liked to. I'm hoping that changes at some point soon so we can get back to doing what we are supposed to do for the township.
Okay, then.
Laura, my phone's always on. You can give me a call. I'm more than willing to sit down and talk to you. Do you have other specific questions?
Yes, sir.
Jeff Johnson, 3920 Hudson Road, Medina. Laura, good news is to be had. Look for the orange cables. That's an initiation of fiber. Fiber is now, if you drive to the reserve, Mike, is now going through there. Cost of cable versus the cost of fiber. Actual cost of management will come down measurably, increased value, and will be coming out. They are our provider. They are, I've been working with our question because I provided the phone system. I had an $800 a month savings, mind you, so we're doing a good job there. I've been working with our fiscal officer on that and found out that, and she sent me the information, I'm sorry, I didn't read it, but we get money from Armstrong.
Franchise.
That goes in, it's a significant fee, and I assume, and somebody should reach out to them, I guess, that it's going to continue with fiber. We have a cable agreement, I imagine it'll continue, and that'll enhance everyone's phone. You can watch Netflix. I can watch football anytime I want. All kinds of fun stuff.
Friday, that's out.
Well, fiber will be coming. Mike, to correct you, please.
Okay.
The other people came in. That's basically where people didn't have cable or fiber or had really bad service. Spectrum, not a great solution. Don't know how long they're going to keep doing it. However, they go where nobody else is. So it's better than nothing is the best you can say. We've enjoyed good cable. We should, in the future, enjoy good fiber. And they have a working relationship with our township and the city. City's already wired for fiber. So it's good news. It'll be coming.
Thanks, Jeff.
Based upon that, are we going to move to have audio, video, you know, have like a camera set up and doing our having our meetings online?
Jeff, we're still looking at that. We have our social media policy that's just about finished. We need that in place first before we can do any streaming or videos or anything like that.
Why does it take a year?
There's a lot of things that go on in regards to what needs to be in the social media policy.
Who manages that?
The
policy.
Well, we're working on it. Yvonne, who's our administrator over at the police department, she's working on that policy right now. She's just about done. Nick and I, Junior and I, have sat down with her to find out where we're at. And based on the last conversation, we're just about there. There's a couple of things, minor details we have to find out.
Do you need a liar for that?
A liar?
A lawyer?
A lawyer? Yes, we have a lawyer that looked at the policy, yes.
Do we
have
that?
That's one of the Walter Haverfield. That's one of his items he's working on.
And just...
And that's one of the things, Laura, that's one of the things the prosecutor's office told us, they're not up to date in regards to social media stuff, that it was in our better interest to go out and find somebody who was more up to date in regards to stuff like that.
Are there other townships that have that?
Have what, social media policies? They might, but I...
Not.
Or not, yeah. I mean, if we're looking to stream live, and that's something we had to have in place.
Do you think Montville has it?
They don't.
Hey, Mike, I still have a floor?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. One concept is, this puts us light years ahead, it will take 2 years to do this, which has been since we initiated, this was our policy. That is, city's online, the county is online. What do those two entities have that we also have? Armstrong can give us whatever we need to do.
That's one of the things we sat down with, Yvonne sat down and talked to them in regards to...
I can look online and watch the people yell and scream about the new courthouse not working, I can watch what's going on to the county administration, watch Pat Geisman fall asleep, all of this is good.
We can watch Shakespeare at the Square, too.
Yeah, that's good, but the point is, that's available to us, shouldn't be that tough, doesn't take 2 years. I mean, this is something we should do in a week? I mean, at the latest I talked to two states, one state senator, one House of Representatives, another guy, they said, we should be able to do this, if all the other entities do it. I think we're, you know, I'm not trying to rip the Band-Aid off of a wound, I'm just saying, this is something I think we need to take a look at and get done.
We were looking for a more economical solution. When we got quotes, I believe it was quite high for them to do it for us. It wasn't free.
Yvonne had actually reached out to the city, got the information from them, what they're doing, and then...
They can afford it, we can't.
I think that's very valuable.
It's not about whether we can afford it, it's about if there's a better way and a more economical...
You too.
That's what we're looking at.
The problem is, we had such an out, all of our policies have been...
I'll leave with this, I was coming since I saw the floor. In all issues, do you see a common thread, a common concern?
Yes, it hasn't been a very productive year.
Well, Jeff, there's a lot of things that come up, too. You start one thing and something else pops up. We're still working on it. There's a lot of things with social media that there is out there that we have to make sure we have everything in place, because if we don't...
The patient's dead, Mike.
That's fine.
There's nobody here going out here feeling better, and thank God we made progress. It's, wow, we get to wait longer. Do you need help kicking, you know...
Reissue.
Well, we also have several, you know, social media policies that, you know, we're working on. Plus, we also have public records requests that seem to come in 2-3 times a week that we're trying to fill. I mean, that takes a lot of effort.
Same view work on the social media as public records?
No, he said he's been working on certain things and he's been putting out fires for a year. That's what we've done.
Well, give him hell, boys, because we're counting on you.
May I ask one more question, please?
Yes, Kelly.
Mr. Raddatz?
Yes.
Ms. Ridgely? You guys, Mr. Raddatz, I believe you said that the prosecutor said that there was a dispute between the neighbors and that's why you didn't want to do anything, correct?
I never said that.
Didn't he?
No, that was Elaine also.
Somebody said that. Pretty sure you just did, because I'm wondering where he got that hearsay.
All I said was, it's at the prosecutor's office, and as soon as we get an answer on it, we will respond.
Are we allowed to say it anymore?
Yes.
Well, that's also brought by the prosecutor, so where did he get that information from?
He was handed a folder along with your letter. I can make a clear statement as to that.
Okay. Seems like an awful lot of biased, irrelevant information was passed along.
Anyone else?
Bill Osmond, 3670 Hamilton Road. If a resident gives Nick Senior, if he gives them something in writing, is that go on the website?
It depends on what it is, I suppose.
All right. Well, I have something here that was given to me anonymously, and it's rather disturbing. I believe it's an email, and it looks like it's already public record because I think it was done with a township computer. It's from Angela Ventura, and it's about inappropriate sexual conduct. and it says something about that, well, it's basically against Ken DeMichael. And I would bring this up here. I don't know if you guys have seen this.
I'm going to have to raise my hand.
Yes, I do. Anyways, have you guys seen this?
I have not.
I have not either.
And I would say I would not put this on our website.
Being anonymous.
Being anonymous, if anyone wanted to request it, if it is a public record, I suppose we'd have to apply it.
Well, it is a public, it's a public record now, it's brought up. And it was done.
Until it's verified that it was sent from, it could be that you brought it in here would be a public record, but until it's proven that it was from Angela Ventura to Fraud Ohio at ohioauditor.gov, I wouldn't arbitrarily put it on there. I hope you understand that.
Okay.
Not under anything.
She's here.
I did submit a letter to the Ohio auditor, and the prosecutor's office was made aware. And they contacted, I believe, at least two of the trustees. I'm not sure that they ever saw the letter, though. And I don't know that we want to speak to it right now.
We have time.
I want to go to dinner.
I do.
I don't need to address it.
Yes, sir.
I guess that, I'm sorry, Jim Deitch, 3702 Cook Road. I guess that would understand the public records request discussion was so staticky.
Vague. It wasn't uncomfortable, I think.
I would say it's uncomfortable.
What's going on, guys? This is our township. What's going on? I mean, do I need to ask anybody in this room what's going on right now? Seriously.
It's a waste of our township money on personal crap, which is really sad.
What is going on right now?
Nothing. We're avoiding contact.
Obviously. I mean, this is what you guys do. I mean, answer the question.
Question.
You have it right in front of you.
There's plenty that's not true in there. So.
Okay, well, public records request discussion was very uncomfortable. It was very obvious.
The records request
discussion.
I thought I made myself clear. When I made a request about, I was trying to get to the bottom of why we sought outside counsel. I asked three times.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I asked three times and didn't get a response. So after that third time, I made a public records request so that I can see if there were correspondence going on that I wasn't aware of. That's the extent of it.
Are you looking for re-election?
No.
Okay. Angela?
Yes.
You seem like you have some comments.
I don't want to turn this meeting personal.
Okay.
Good idea.
Good. I just
prefer not to. I think I said what I needed to say earlier. I would like to stop wasting township money on that.
Yeah. No, I agree.
We're still fine. Let's stop. Moving forward. Next.
Chief, you got enough handcuffs on you? No?
Okay. Anyone else? I'll move to close the public comment portion of our meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Meeting adjourned at 8. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 8:37 p.m.